Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, where are we going there for a second? But I actually do really like it. Now, to continue, as I said, on the point of drinking or the topic of drinking, I want to know, is there such thing as responsible drinking? Can we truly strike a balance between enjoying a night out and staying safe, of course, as well? Not only staying safe in our cars, but, you know, health-wise, can we stay safe? I want to hear from you tonight. What does responsible drinking mean to you? Do you think it's achievable, or is it just a myth that we tell ourselves? Let's be clear. Like, if somebody said to me, you can responsibly smoke, I probably wouldn't believe them. I might give it a go, but I wouldn't believe them, because there's no such thing. You know, you're putting chemicals into your body while you're smoking, so it couldn't possibly be good for you. Alcohol is not good for your blood either. It's not good for your body. It puts on weight. It makes you irresponsible. You make bad decisions. It's not good for your occupation and your job. It's not good for your lifestyle with your children. It's not good for anything. And so when I see people drinking alcohol, I know this sounds childish, and you might think it sounds childish. Maybe to me it doesn't. But when people drink, and even if they just get a little bit merry, I can't stand them. I find them irritating. I have to walk away from them. Because maybe you don't understand what you're like when you're like that. I don't understand, help me understand the principle behind getting drunk in any shape or form. You know, getting merry or getting drunk. I don't understand it. And you might think that I'm being really dry and, you know, I'm no fun. I'm really good fun. I can be fun. People have this opinion that you can't be fun unless you drink on a night out. Absolutely. I can go out on a night out. I'm not that social. But when I do go on a night out, I don't drink alcohol. And I'm just as much fun as everybody else. So you can be fun without alcohol. So make me understand what it is about alcohol that makes it fun. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me just go to Jimmy. Jimmy, can you responsibly drink?
Good evening, Niall. Some people can, very few. Because one leads to another, and two leads to three, and that's how
And then you're drunk.
People go overboard generally, yeah. It's like a cigarette.
Yeah, that's like the same
thing. Some people smoke 10 a day. Some people, on average, it's about 20 a day. But some people smoke 40 or 60. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Yeah, my ma used to smoke 60 a day.
Yeah.
Sadly, she's in the grave. She died from emphysema. Not
just
surprising.
Just something about smoking, Sorry, you know, you're the same age as me.
Yeah.
My ma passed away a few years ago, so... But just one thing about smoking, I know you've tried to give them up a couple of times, and I know you're talking about you have the duty-free there. I used to kid myself around that as well. Now I'm 11 and a half months off them now.
Good man.
And one of the best things I've ever done. Sorry, 11 and a half months. I'm 11 and a half months off the cigarettes and drink 22 months off the drink.
Good man.
It's mind over matter. Look, I've never felt so clear-minded. As in, with cigarettes, I had a heart attack in 2013. And when you're going for the angiogram and all that, they give you this jar and it has tar in it. And you turn it upside down.
Ugh.
It just takes hours for that to fall down. That's what goes on your lungs.
I know.
That's what I've ever seen you and things like that.
Yeah, and then when you have a cough or a cold, it takes 10 months to get rid of it.
When that happens, something like that happens to you, it makes up your mind when you want to give them up a night. Yes, you will. You give them up straight away. Because the doctor's telling you, oh, that's 100% cigarettes. And that's, you know, what will cause this and what caused that. But people generally fool themselves and say, I'll be all right. My granny smoked or she was about my granddad was about. You know, you convince yourself. And you've got to convince yourself, it's not a better person, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So how do you feel? Do you feel better because you don't smoke or drink anymore?
Absolutely. I got to one stage there during COVID that I was 23 and a half stone.
How much were you drinking?
Quite a lot. Now I was drinking every day, but I wouldn't have any more than about 8 points. It wouldn't be eight for any more than about
eight a day. It's still a lot.
Oh, no. Then I started mixing a couple of spirits up and I just started bleeding up. Before I knew it, I was bleeding in over my head and eating terrible and not exercising the whole shebang, you know.
Mm. How many cigarettes were you smoking? 20?
20 at the most.
That's the average.
Yeah, same as yourself. But you're just looking at it. You smoke about 20 a day, so that's 5,000, a little over 5,000 a year.
Well, I'm glad now. I'm actually only smoking about 7 or 10 now.
You're lying to yourself.
I'm lying.
You're probably having sneaky ones and saying to yourself, oh, nobody will know. I just say, no, I just had three today. And you didn't, you had six. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're lying to the missus on the way home up to Belfast or everywhere you're going. You're saying, oh, yeah, I didn't have any. You had about 7 or 8 in the car on the way up. It only took 2 hours.
Yeah. I decided I'm not smoking in the car anymore. I'm not doing that. I haven't smoked in the car.
Everybody's not the same, and addictions are addictions. Yeah. And you told me you get them up for 5 days, and I'll say to you, within 48 hours, the nicotine was out of your system. Mm. So the rest of it was all in your mind.
Oh, no, yeah, it's all in your head. Okay, so getting back to responsible drinking.
I don't think you'd ever really give anything up for good as such. Like, what are you talking about, responsible drinking?
Yeah, responsible drinking. Can you responsibly drink alcohol, or is it just a complete waste of time?
That's a tricky question, because most people can't. Some people can. Mm. Like, some people just have a cigarette when they're drinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's people like that, you know what I mean? Very few now.
And did you, by the way, with drink and cigarettes, did you just go cold turkey?
I gave up the cigarettes first because I had the heart attack. And then during COVID and all, the drink was getting out of hand. And just from the same age as yourself, I just said to myself, I just convinced myself, you know, like, I'd be all right, blah, blah, blah. I was 4 stone heavier than Tyson Fury. He fights at 19 and a half stone. He's 6'11".
And have you lost all that? Have you lost all the weight now?
I'm 78 at the moment, just eating good. Bit of exercise, eating is about 80% of it.
Right, well, hang on, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Sean as well before I go to the break. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good. Sean, is there such thing as responsible drinking? I mean, Jimmy kind of gives me the impression there probably isn't. I mean, I explain it to me, because I don't drink. You drink, don't you?
I do, Niall, and I enjoy a drink. And I enjoy going out with my friends and meeting up in town. And,
could you not just drink a Coke, the drinkable type. Could you not just drink a Coke?
So where's the fun in that? We go out and enjoy ourselves, Niall. That's what we do. We go out and have an alcohol drink.
But can people not enjoy themselves without alcohol?
I have went out and had a Coke. Of course I have. Yeah. I've been the designated driver over Christmas and collecting the sons and the daughters. And, you know, I've done it. Of course I've done it.
Yeah.
You know, I went in and had a few Cokes and had a laugh and the cracks. But the fact of the matter is, Niall, here it is. And you asked this question, and I'm going to tell you. The people that had to give up the drink gave up the drink for a reason, because they couldn't handle their piss, Niall. And they let it get out of hand, and they let it get a problem. And that's where it is. That's where it is. That's where the problem is, Niall. If you can't handle your piss and you keep going on and on and on, and you start drinking bottles of vodka, and you start fucking wrecking the house at the end of the night, or start fighting with the wife or wrecking the place, that's where it is. That's exactly
don't
where
think
it is.
Don't think I've it has to get to that point. Times. Yeah, but it doesn't have to get to that point.
I'm telling you now. I've seen it. I've fucking seen it, Niall.
Oh, no, I'm sure it happens.
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, I know it happens. Of course it does, yeah.
So that's where people have to give to, or if you know, God love that guy there. He ended up in bad health over it, you know. He got out of hand on
him. But the cigarette smoking put him in bad health more so than anything else.
Good for him. He changed his life around. And fair play to him. And hands off. You know, hats off to him. The fact of the matter is, people can go out and have a drink and have a laugh and have a good time. And put it to bed. You know, what we're seeing here is there with your woman there, Siobhan there. Is it Siobhan that she was on the phone there a few minutes
ago? Don't be giving out about Siobhan. She's a lovely person.
And I said, hold on. Just because you had Siobhan on, I'm just giving my tubing's worth. We have Veganuary or whatever the fuck it's called.
Dry January. Yeah.
No, Dry January and Veganuary.
What's Veganuary?
These assholes give up meat for January.
Of Veganuary, right,
you
know, okay.
You see, you have people here, that you see Siobhan there, oh, you're waking up groggy or this, that, you're, don't get me wrong, you do. But it depends on how far you go, Niall. That's the problem, and that's the thing.
But that's what I'm asking tonight. Can you responsibly drink alcohol? See, I don't. Yeah, but I don't get it. If I gave you an alcohol-free pint of beer, right? Okay.
I've been drinking it. I drank the 0.0 over the Christmas.
See, what's the problem? Why not just continue to drink the 0.0 if you like the taste of it? Sure, I don't understand that.
I like alcohol.
Why? Because you like to feel a bit dizzy and a bit weird.
Look, it gets the buzz going. It's the laugh. It's the crack you have.
But you're missing the point. Can you not get the buzz going and have a laugh without it? No.
We have done. But it's more fun with alcohol. It's like anything, though.
Like, so you can make a knob of yourself, and you enjoy
no,
that.
No, it's
then.
Not. Just because you don't drink, there's no point in you having this conversation.
I'm working, and I've worked in the nightclub industry for 25 years, and I see people every night of the week making knobs of themselves.
That's Noel. It's not everybody, Noel. I don't go out and spend hundreds of euros on a Saturday night out to make an ass of myself. You know, you might have that perception in your head, but I don't. I go out and I enjoy myself and I have a laugh with the friends, have a few beers, Nothing. There's no harm done.
Jimmy, are you... Jimmy, well, hang on. Jimmy, do you still go out of the weekend? Would you still go out of the weekend and have a good night out?
No, just for a meal.
Okay, so you kind of... Do you avoid pubs because you're off the drink?
No, I'll tell you what I don't like about drink. And people do it even when they drink like 4 or 5 pints or whatever. It gets messy, it gets sloppy a lot of times as well. And just about 50% of the people that really can't handle a drink, you know. We see it in people, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not all against it. I enjoy the pints when I done it. I enjoyed 8 pints when I had them and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I enjoy it. And the chap is right. Like, when you go out with your friends and all that, sit there and having zeros. No, you don't understand because, like, your father drank a lot.
My father drank Guinness dry.
Yeah, so you didn't really drink. So you don't really know two sides of it. Like, it's not as you could turn around and say, well, I drank up to 5 years ago and had a couple of bad experiences and made a show of myself, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, things happen and, you know, you have to kind of drink and all
the thing is, I understand both sides of the story.
Mm, yes.
When was the last time you drank, Oil? When was the last time I drank?
I had one pint. Well, I've had the odd glass of Tia Maria. Now, I can't remember the last time I had a glass, maybe 2 years ago, because I just like the taste of it. Just a small little glass of Tia Maria. I had it on holidays, right? Mad. Anyway, I must have went crazy. But I remember the last time I actually drank was 18 years of age, I think it was. And I was in Sardi's nightclub, which was one of the first nightclubs in Dublin. And it was my brother-in-law's 21st. And he said, do you want a pint of beer? And I thought, I'll be the man here. Yeah, get me a pint of Smithwick's, right? So, because that was the thing at the time. Smithwick's and Guinness was the big thing at the time. And Harp, I think, was the other big one at the time. I had the pint of Smithwick's, went out to the car park and vomited the whole thing up again. And I said, and even the smell, everything put me off it. I just said, nah.
You're doing the same with cigarettes, Noel. You're worse with cigarettes.
I got sick. I went green after the first cigarette, and then I had another one.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, I know.
Back to what Siobhan said, Noel. I remember last January there. The lads there. January. Jesus, we never even go out for fuck's sake. I said, where are you going with this one? You know, I couldn't believe it. I said, well, you can all fuck off and do your joy of January if you want. I said, you know, like, you swear we were all alcoholics. We were alcoholics. It's not fucking. And then I heard Noel, and I nearly crashed the car the other day when I beat Anthony where he came on the radio. Oh, give up me for January and give. I said, they're all at it now. You can't even have a piece of fucking chop or a piece of steak. They're all at it now, you know.
Sorry, Jimmy, what are you saying? Just before we go on the break, Sandra's going to kill me. She's waiting ages. Go
ahead. You know where there's more problems now, like the naughty kids and all that, and a little bit older even. They're having 6 or 7 shots maybe in their gas, and when they first go out, the first half an hour, an hour. And then another 2 hours later, they've had a couple of more drinks, wherever they might cool down a bit and have a couple of points or whatever. They're out of bleeding head all of a sudden, they're wondering why. And then probably some of them are taking tablets or these or bleeding tablets, joints or whatever.
Cocaine, I think, seems to be the drug of choice, doesn't it? Yeah.
Look, there's nothing wrong with a few drinks. There's nothing wrong with a few drinks if you could know your limits.
If you can control it. Sandra, I'll be with you in a second, all right? Just Sandra, please stay.
Yeah, no, got it.
I'll be very patient. I do apologise. Jimmy and Sean, just stay there with me for a second. You're about mad. The number is 087-188-0008. We're asking, can you drink responsibly? All right, Sean and Jimmy, stay there for a second. Let me get some sort of female perspective on this. By the way, can I just mention as well that somebody texted and said 0% alcohol is like listening to porn on the radio. I get that. Okay, Sandra, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel, what's the crack?
What's the crack, Sandra? Are you dry January in it, or are you giving it up or something, or doing anything at all?
I am with my arse giving it up.
Right. Tell me about responsible drinking. Can you be a responsible drinker?
I suppose you could. It depends. Sometimes, you know, when you go out in a bad humour, you stay in a bad humour and you get more and more and more and more and more.
An angry drinker. Yeah.
But if you go out, like, I mean, me, I'm always fucking bouncing off the walls anyway.
Right.
But I'd have about 6, maybe 7 glasses of gin.
Right.
When I'm out. And I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually all right. But when I'm looking at the other half and he's fucking just
he's on the table.
The
yeah.
Lovely.
But seven glasses of gin, Sandra. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
I don't really.
Isn't it not? Sean, 7 glasses of gin, that's a lot, isn't it?
fucking hell. Holy shit. I'd be on the floor after that. Honestly. It'd be 999 and that'd be the end of that.
The only thing I don't know the following morning is having a dry mouth.
Right, I can imagine you've a lot more than a dry mouth the following morning.
Yeah, well,
alcohol poison. And who, by the way, who are you ringing 99 for? The police or the ambulance? Sandra, so what do you like after seven gins? You're fine. You think you're grand.
In all fairness, now once upon a time I used to puke rings around myself, but no, I don't do it anymore. I don't get sick or anything anymore. I take two Alka-Seltzer before I go to bed and I don't have a hangover the following morning.
Right. So they're preventative, are they? Yeah, okay. Right.
I just get up, get the dog, and get out for a walk.
But why?
That's zero, Jen, is it?
Oh, Jesus, no. That thing is muck. I drank that one New Year's Eve. I think it was about 2 years ago. We were in a friend's house and I drove because I wasn't well. So I decided to bring the garden 00 with me and I said, I will never fucking drink it again. I'd rather drink ditch water.
Okay, Gordon's probably too happy about that. After
you have your seven gins, do you go out?
it's very seldom now we get out to the pub. Very seldom. So you need a fucking mortgage anyway, especially the way I drink. But I'd buzz in now next door now nearly every Saturday and I'd have two bottles of wine and fine.
Yeah. So how much do you drink? Like, how many times a week do you drink, Sandra?
I only drink once a week. I only drink on a Saturday. Whereas years when I was younger, I drank 7 days a week and I held down a full-time job. And then when I got pregnant then during the 1990 World Cup and I had my daughter, so I stopped drinking. And then 6 years after that, I had my son, so I stopped. And then I went back on it again.
Does the husband know all about this?
Go on, don't mind me, he's just been a smart arse. Go on, Sandra. Go on.
Do you know something? I could say something there now, but half the people now probably know me.
But Sandra, I'm talking about responsible drinking here. Seven glasses of gin is not responsible drinking.
That's responsible. I mean, if I was drinking pints, I used to drink pints of Forsterburg and I drank myself under the table.
But you sound like you're kind of proud of it.
No, honest to God. Trust me, I have made some bad
decisions. It's almost like a challenge to you. I have seven gins and a few Furstenbergs.
Right, the first thing is admitting you have a problem. Huh?
There's
no problem.
Yeah, I knew. I knew back in the day.
I'm not married to you. Fuck you.
No, I have a problem. That's
why I gave you upload. Sandra, do you think it's a problem drinking seven gins at night? Is that a problem to you? Like, is it a problem?
I suppose it could be, yeah. It's binge drinking at the end of the day.
Well, it is, yeah. It is binge drinking, yeah.
It is. It's binge drinking at the end of the day. I drink like I'm not getting back out again. Do you know what I mean?
But why? That's like me having four cigarettes before I get on a plane to America, you know? It doesn't make any difference. It's not going to make me feel any better. I actually feel worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
you know what I love doing, Niall?
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
I tell you what I love doing, Niall, and I'll tell you this.
What?
I love going out on a Saturday night. I really do. Now, we didn't get out Saturday night, just gone. The weather was a bit too bad. But I love doing it on a Wednesday and it's Saturday. It's just a week break or just a Wednesday. We go out for a few, just light ones now, and a bit of food. And then it's the Saturday, you know. So that's the way I operate this. And it's a great system that we have.
And how many would you drink?
Sorry, Niall.
How many pints? What do you drink? Pints of beer?
Wednesday, I'll have about three or four pints of beer, Niall.
And
you know.
Saturday, how many would you have?
About six.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So I wouldn't go too heavy, you know.
Yeah.
But look, it is what it is. It's everybody, everybody's to their own, you know. As I say, Niall, anyway, and I will say this, people can, look, Sandra's there, she's happy, and, you know, she can do, you know, anybody can do what they want, I suppose. But as I say, Niall, when you start wrapping cars around lampposts or you start dating the wife or breaking the place up, that's when it's a problem, yeah. You know? And, you know, that's exactly
and
what...
And does, Sandra, does your drinking ever cause you a problem, Sandra? You know, i.e., do you ever get yourself in a situation where, yeah, you're out of control or you start an argument with somebody that you actually love or... I mean, does...
Oh, yeah, that was... Like, if I get, like, really pissed off now, it's always poor old Philip that gets it off me.
Yeah, he's your other half, I assume, yeah.
Oh, he is, yeah. Jesus, I love him to bits. That poor bastard that's putting up with an awful lot of shite for me now. Can I tell you that?
Right.
From alcohol to menopause.
Right, okay. So there's a combination. The alcohol and the menopause, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But now we'll be out now this Saturday night as we're going to a party, so we just have to see what way it works out.
Right, okay. We'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Even oily, well.
Good. Eddie, now obviously Sandra's not taking part in Dry January.
No,
she's enjoying her life. Yeah, why shouldn't she? But is there such thing as responsible drinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a responsible drinker. I go out once a week. I said to you before, I normally go out at 5:30, just arrive in the pub for when the football match starting at 5:30.
Right.
It's always a Premier League game on. And yeah. I'd leave about 1:30. And in those 8 hours, I'd probably have 8 or 9 points.
8 or 9?
So, that's 1 an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but to me, that's still like, mind-blowing.
That's 1 an hour. Like, I've made that fucking thing 3 an hour. Like, so that's it. That's me once a week. And I would leave the pub exactly the same as I walked in. You wouldn't even know I had a drop. I could hold it well. I wouldn't be falling around.
Come on, you're fooling yourself. If you're telling me you're not noticeably drunk after 9 points, there's something wrong.
No.
Stop. I don't even drink, but there's no way you could drink 9 points and not be noticeably under the influence of alcohol. You just can't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I wouldn't be fucking...
Yeah, but you get messy.
Snoring me wards or...
Yeah, you get, you get messy.
I'd very much be the same as I am, but a sober person would be able to tell I'd have a drink. It's like at Christmas time. This is a true story. My brother, Christmas, rocked up to the gaff with a box of Coors, 20 bottles, because I'd done my favour. And he says, there you go, that's for you, a little gift here for Christmas. I said, Andrew, take that back with you. I won't touch that. I don't drink at home, ever. I find it very antisocial.
Mm.
So I said to him, that'll never get opened. I'm telling you, I'll go out of date. And he was like, what? I said, you have it. And I said, I appreciate the gesture, but take it home. And I done the same. I got a gift of a bottle of champagne. I gave that away as well because, again, sitting at home drinking, I find it the most antisocial thing in the world. My parents didn't drink at home, so we kind of grew up the same way. And I go out once a week, and it's just to meet my mates for a catch-up, have a chin wag, a few games of pool, watch the football, a few bets, happy days. Once a week, I'm not killing anyone. I'm not aggressive. I'm not unruly. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Like, you're seeing the ads on TV, Niall, you know, and the old folk as well, Niall. The pubs are very important for our parents and the old folks.
That doesn't mean but you don't have to drink it. Well, you can drink Coke or Red Bull.
How do you do it? Well, again, it's everybody to their own, Niall. But the fact of the matter is, you heard what Andrew said there. He goes out once a week.
Eddie,
and he has a few pints and he enjoys himself and he watches the game and has a bit of crack with the lads. Again, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
but
that.
But you're all justifying it, saying there's nothing wrong. 9 pints, Eddie, 7 gins, Sandra, and you with your 6-7 beers. Wait, hold on. There's nothing right about what you're doing either. I know. But hang on.
What's
I know I'm a non-drinker and I sound very anti-drink.
Everything's okay in moderation.
No, it's not. Everything is not okay in moderation, Eddie. If I turn around tomorrow and said I'm only going to smoke 5 cigarettes a day, that still isn't right.
Niall,
you know what I mean?
We're not all monks. We have to have a release. We have to have a bit of excitement, a bit of fun.
Okay, well, and you can't have a release without smoking or drinking. We're talking about the moment.
No, what I'm saying, when you go out for a few beers, it relaxes you, you unwind. You just become a bit of a funnier person. I'd be a lot less stiff than I did if I went out and didn't have a drink.
I'd say Sandra's a hell when she's out. Sandra, are you the life and soul of the party?
Well, there's me. Me and me bestie. Yeah, we're a bit bonkers.
Sandra sounds like one of them L1s that'll be up doing fucking karaoke all night doing my Sweden.
I've done karaoke about 2 or 3 times now in my life.
Yeah, I did it my way.
Sandra sounds like she'd be doing backflips after the 7
gym. Hold on, lads and ladies. We shouldn't be laughing, you know, because I don't think it's
Niall.
I don't think
well,
it's
funny.
You asked
me, Niall, at the opening of this show, you said to me, what is it? And I said it to you. We go out to enjoy ourselves. We go out to have a laugh with our friends. We enjoy a drink. We enjoy a bit of food. What's wrong with that, Niall? You tell me what's wrong with that. What are we doing? What are we doing wrong with
it? No, as long as you're happy enough to do it, it wouldn't be my cup of tea and I wouldn't be hanging out with you.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
I'm just saying
that. You don't drink, Niall.
Yeah,
but Niall, if you were a drinker, you'd understand what we're talking about, you see, Niall. But because you're not a drinker, you don't get us. You don't get us.
So what do you,
you
do for fun, Niall?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do to, for
well,
fun?
Well, I don't...
golf.
I don't play golf. I've never lifted a golf stick in my life.
I know what you're going to say. Me and Karen sit there writing love letters to each other.
Me and Karen. Okay. No, we go out to a restaurant. I wouldn't go to a pub. The only time I would ever be in a pub or have ever been in a pub is if I've been the DJ working or I've been invited to a specific event, right? And even then I don't enjoy the atmosphere, right? I don't like the atmosphere in pubs. So I'll go to a restaurant, you know, and, you know, we'll have a meal, but I'll have a Red Bull or a Coke or whatever it is with the meal. That's the only times that we have social events.
Going to a restaurant would bore the shite out of me.
Yeah, or if I'm invited. No, but hang on. We go to social events too, you know, listener parties, all sorts of different things. I just don't have to have a drink. I'm standing at the bar in Limerick one day, right? We're at a listener party. And this guy standing at the bar and he goes, "All right, no, I love the show." And I said, "Yeah, thanks very much. Have a drink, will you?" And I said, "No, you're grand. I don't drink." And he says, "Go on, just have the one, will you?" And I said, "No, you're grand. I don't actually drink. Go on, you'll just have the one, will you?" And he just kept going on. Irish people are like pushers when it comes to alcohol. You know what I mean? What's wrong with you?
Noel, you could offer me free tickets to fucking Marco Pierre White on Dawson Street, right? And I still wouldn't go. I'd rather go to Supermax around the corner. Wouldn't be my thing.
Yeah.
Sitting there eating
kebab.
And I don't drink when I'm eating because I get bloated. I drink on an empty stomach. I'll probably have a little sandwich before I go out and that'd be it.
What about a glass of milk? My dad used to do this thing where he'd drink a pint of milk before he'd go out on a drinking session. Is that
put
a thing?
The lining on the stomach.
Is that a thing? Yeah. Does that really work? Yeah, is that a thing? Sandra,
yeah,
do you do
that's
that?
That's what they say. I've done it years ago when I was, you know, when I was 19 and 20.
Yeah.
Listen, here, you know, it's funny, Noel, that you say all this, and I get you. You don't drink, and you don't get it. But that's the unfortunate thing. You won't get it. You won't get us. You won't. You can't. Because that's what the last caller said there, that you gave the drink up because it was affecting his health. You don't drink. So you're not going to get it, you know, and you won't get it. Because as all
but that's like, you saying, do you smoke, by the way? Do you smoke, Sean?
I do smoke, Niall. Yes, I do.
Eddie, do you smoke? You don't smoke, Eddie, do you?
No, never smoke.
There
you go.
So I smoke. You don't get it, Eddie. You don't get it. But here's the thing. I don't want to smoke.
But that's up to yourself.
No, but what I'm saying is, no matter whether it's cigarettes we're talking about or alcohol or drugs or whatever, they're all bad for you. There's nothing positive about alcohol.
But everything in moderation, Niall.
That's the difference.
It's everything in moderation.
I want to drink, and I do it responsibly.
I think you're blown away by the amount of callers into this show tonight to actually tell you that it can be done.
That you're a boring choice.
That was right,
I'm not going to one of your listening parties, I tell you.
That's it. Strike me off the list for next year, Niall.
Listen, it's been lovely talking to the three of you. Thanks very much indeed. Sandra, you're a hell. And Sean and Eddie, thanks very much indeed. All right, got to take a quick break, by the way. After the break, I'm going to be talking about, is changing your mind about having children in a relationship a deal breaker? I have a very interesting email that I'll read out for you after the break, but I want to know what you think. You know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you get married and they're all for having kids and a family and everything else, and 4 or 5 years down the road, you know, after being on contraception for a while, maybe, or something like that, they turn around and say, well, look, I don't actually want to go off the contraception. The wife says, you know, I'm enjoying my life. I've got a job, a career now. I don't want that interrupted. You know, I don't want to have kids. And you're going, but we agreed we were going to have like 3 kids. You know, that if we could, obviously. That's a thing, like, for us. And you go, yeah, but times change, you know. I've changed my view on it and I'm happy and we can go on holidays and enjoy life as single people and I don't want kids holding me down. You know, and I see my neighbours and my friends and their kids screaming in their faces all day. You know, because there was a research out there a while ago that asked people with children, if you could go back and change anything, do you regret having children? Not that you don't love your children, of course you love them, but would you, if you had the opportunity to live life without children, would you do it? And the amount of people who said, yeah, I wouldn't bother having kids. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Is it a deal breaker in a relationship when one person says, particularly in this particular case, is the wife, says, I don't want kids? Do you think that's a deal breaker? Let me know what you think. The number's 087.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.